was hard, so hard to take. There's no escape without a scream. But you kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
And more. No 99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Fight.
to fight.
I'm a rock star. I got my rock.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yo no soy marinero, yo
99.7 Max FM.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, isolated thunderstorm 62. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, cooler, less humid, high of 76. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7.
Yeah. your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Frightened of this thing that I've become.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Deadly, when love is not together from the heart. If I were you, I'd take precaution before I step to meet my girl. You know, 'cause in some your bitch is the best thing. Fellow like the vote getting paid late, so better lay low. Scheming on hot money and the whole shit. The low pro ho should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's a winner to you, but I know she's a loser. How did you know? Me and the crew used to do her.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The new Democratic presidential nominee is nearly official.
Vice President Kamala Harris has secured commitments from enough delegates to become the new presumptive nominee for the Democrats, according to a tabulation by ABC News. At least 2,000 delegates have voiced support. But nothing is firm until delegates have their nominating roll call vote, which is still planned to be held virtually ahead of the Chicago convention in August.
ABC's Brittany Shepard, Harris campaigning in Milwaukee today. Campaigning in Ohio, Trump running mate J.D. Vance called President Biden a liar and the worst U.S. president, then called Vice President Harris a million times worse.
If you want to lead this country, you should feel grateful for it. You should feel a sense of gratitude. And I never hear that gratitude come through when I listen to Kamala Harris.
President Biden exiting the race leaves former President Trump as the oldest presidential nominee in U.S. history. This is ABC News.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.